I pray to God that you are ready this morning to knock on heaven's door. I pray to God you are ready this morning to move things, to shift things, to turn things, to break things. We serve a true and a living God. Now remember, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing by the what? By the word of God. Now we are praying. So right now, wherever you at, come on, let's get up. Let's get up. Get out the bed. Yes, let's get out of the bed. Let's get out of that chair. And let's begin to pray. Let's shift things. Let's open things up. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. If anything is going to happen, it's going to happen because you pray. Some of you are very lazy. You know, I always tell people, closed mouths don't get fed. Isn't that what the old folk used to tell us? So I want you right now to understand that if there's going to be victory, and if there's going to be change, and if there's going to be a turnaround and a shift in your life, it's going to come through combative prayer. It's going to come through prayer. It's going to come through God moving and coming in your situation. And remember, it is illegal for God to do anything in your life until there is prayer. God is a God of order. He is a God of engagement. He's a God of laws. He's a God of strategies. He doesn't move just because he wants to move. He does not move until somebody invites him. And prayer is the weapon by which we invite God to move on our behalf. I sought for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge because I did not want to destroy the land. That is a very profound statement. God is a just God. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. God is a just God. He's a God of order. He's a God of structure. He's a God that moves things. But guess what? Something wrong, he has to deal with it. And the only thing that can stop the judgment of God on a nation, on a community, on a city, on a people, is people coming together and praying. When we don't intercede, the advantage of the enemy happens in the life of a church. When we don't intercede, the advantage of the enemy concerning your pastor, concerning your business, concerning your son, concerning your daughter, when you don't pray, the advantage of the enemy is able to be enforced because somebody did not pray, because somebody decided to hit the snooze button, because somebody decided to roll over, because somebody decided that they did not want to pray. The advantage of the enemy is able to manifest in your life. But one of the first prayers that we're going to pray today, 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage. Lest Satan should get an advantage. We are not ignorant of his devices. We are praying today that the advantage of the enemy, that the plan of the enemy, remember, you must understand that when you are anointed and when you are powerful, Jesus was so powerful that at 2 years old, the armies of the enemy were deployed to go after that two-year-old boy. You must understand, Moses had been prophesied that he would be a deliverer. And I told you, whenever prophecies go forth, whenever prayers go forth concerning an individual, a decree was made to kill all of the male seed because of destiny. Whenever there is destiny in your life, whenever the plan of God is powerful concerning your life, what the devil does is he wants you dead before you ever get started. He wants you dead before you ever begin to move in the spirit. But in the name of Jesus, we put up a fight and we command a release on every child that is under satanic contention, every business. Listen what I'm saying. I call it demonic concentration. What do you mean, demonic concentration? When the demons of hell literally concentrate on a certain individual, on a certain business, on a certain church, on a certain ministry, on a certain brother, on a certain son. Why? Because he knows that the destiny concerning their life is powerful. He knows that the destiny concerning their life is awesome. So the demons of hell literally concentrate. They concentrate on an individual to stop that individual from ever reaching the place that God has called them to reach. But in the name of Jesus, I put up a fight against every child, against every man, against every woman. I contend and I fight against every demonic power that is demonically concentrating on my business, on my ministry, on my favor. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and cancel demonic concentration. Call the name of your daughter. Call the name of your son. Call the name of your business. Call the name of your brother, of your sister, of your mother. That individual that is under demonic concentration, we put up a fight. We resist it. I command the release. Come on. Command the release. Command the release. Command Satan to take his hand off of that daughter, off of that son. Command Satan to take his hand off of that ministry, off of that church. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, and by the blood of the covenant, I command. I put up a fight. I command a release on KCC. Every spirit that is assigned to KCC, every power, every demonic power, every demonic stronghold of the enemy that is under satanic concentration. Father, the attacks that are coming against me are not normal. The attacks that are coming against your children are not normal. But in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command a release against all satanic contention, all satanic battle, all demonic concentration. I command the release. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray for your son. The devil is after him. Pray for your daughter. The devil is after her. Pray for your husband. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for your church. The devil knows that if that church ever comes forth in power, you will be a threat to the powers of hell. The enemy knows that if your finances ever get loose, you will be a blessing to the kingdom. So there is a demonic concentration against your finances. There is a demonic concentration against your business. There is a demonic concentration. But in the name of Jesus, I command that concentration to be lifted. I command that concentration to be destroyed. I command that concentration to be dismantled. In the name of Jesus, lo dolo bola dala, rebesitina, likandala ba, labada bahasha, lebedele bala, rabala bakantala baya. Brinkelebe Christi be unda, lundolomo ushna, lemendelebe kataya, lavada dalabaza. I disrupt all demonic concentration. I disrupt all demonic concentration. Lebede, lebede lebe, libada laba, lebede lebe, libada laba, libanda, ramanamanza, likatalamaya, robo sukuna. Libendelebe karabashanti di oshanda. Indeleme, limanaramanda, lubadala, lebedele, lebedelebe, lobandala bakataya, lukatalamanda, robo sukundi lemi. Mineleme, yekibanda la bala bala daraba, lobadolobosa, lebedelebe, lebandelebe ekatalamanda. Uvadala haza, shemanda, yekashina, ribisitundi ribikika, lokono dolo bolo kulandelebe, lebaladala, lamanshakaya, levele azia, uva, 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 Ukusheme, Lemendele Behekaya, Lebasha, every demonic concentration against Kingdom City Church Charlotte, every demonic concentration against Kingdom City Church Jacksonville, against Kingdom City Church Houston, against Brian Kahn, against the leaders of KCC, against the individuals of KCC, against every man, against every woman who is connected to KCC, every demonic concentration against every child that is connected to KCC, against the finances of those who are connected to KCC, I stand in opposition. I stand in defiance. Ahoshe, Ebe, Akosha, Yedemuelaya, Soya, Utalamaya, Rebede de Banda Bakukuya, Wimendele Baladun de Rebe, Lizaya, Lizaya. I stand in defiance. I stand in defiance. I stand in defiance. I resist. I resist. I resist. I resist. I resist. I resist all satanic contention. I resist all demonic war in the name of Jesus. Hurabashaka, Lemendelebe, Hendele Malama, Lamandolo Bokotaya, Yantanama, Lemendelebe, Bandidi Bikikoroboja, Yendelebe Biara, Yandirio, Mundala Bahasha, Shekerema, Lama Mama Mama, Sikanda Lama, Yendelebe, Lubandelebe Kantaya. You remember, in the name of Jesus, you remember one day Jesus decided, let's go over to the other side. Why did he want to go over to the other side? Because there was a prophecy that came through the womb of Jacob, came through the mouth of Jacob, that Gad, hallelujah, a troop shall overcome them, but he shall overcome at last. And Jesus decided and declared, it is time for the deliverance of that son. It is time for the deliverance of that grandson. And the minute Jesus declared their deliverance, the demons of hell begin to war. The demons of hell begin to fight. That's why you are in an attack. That's why you are in a war. That's why the enemy is doing everything he can to keep you out of prayer. That's why the devil is doing everything he can. Why? There is a storm that is coming after your boat. There is a contrary wind that is coming after your life, because he knows that the minute you get to the other side, you are a danger to the powers of hell. He knows that the minute you make it to the other side, you are a danger to the powers of darkness. So the enemy is sending storms and he's sending winds. But in the name of Jesus, I command every contrary wind to silence. I command every storm, be still, be still, be still, be still. Come on, lift your voice in the name of Jesus and pray against every demonic storm that is coming against your business, every demonic storm that is coming against your life, that is coming against your destiny, that is coming against your future, that is coming against your family. Kele, Luda, Luda, Ludelebe, Hafala Shalasi, Sitolokuta, Handele Melekanda, Rabalabanzuto Lelebe, Lemendele Baladala Haya, Luko Dolobolo Ushna, Lemdele Krisibi Undala, Lekele Danda, Ludolo Hotaya, Yantanamasa, Zulo Hoshna, Yekemendele Basha, every time sensitive storm, every sudden storm, every demonic storm, every storm that has been sent to keep me from going to the other side, every beast that rides on the wings of the air, every beast that comes to bring confusion, that comes to bring calamity. You remember the disciples became confused. Master, carest thou not that we perish? They became disoriented. They became confused. It was a strategy of the enemy to keep them from going to the other side. But in the name of Jesus, every storm, Bashante, Meshkano, Meshkano, Meshkano Monshkanai, Mishkine Mekikana, Ramandele Bele Dalabaya, Fantele Fele Falafohusa, Zukandiri Bikika Dalegeshne, Le Katalamanda, Lusulamaya, Lemendele Beala, Labadala Bahataya, le katalamanta nonimi ikiasa. Sunolo mohoshe ye bendele bea cantini kikesna lelanda la hoya la maladante le bele de la bohobia shekele. Every storm, lift your voice. Come on, pray with authority, pray with power. Get up out of your bed, get up out of your seat, get up out of that chair, walk around and command the storm to be still. Command the storm to be still. It is not going to happen until you pray. It is not going to shift until you pray. It is not going to change until you pray. Every demonic storm, all demonic concentration, every satanic contention against my life, against KCC, against my business. You know what the prayer is. I'm just praying the prayers for me. I'm allowing you to come into my prayer time, and you are to pray and intercede, because it is only the effectual. It is only the fervent prayer. You don't have time to be cute. You don't have time to play. You got to pray against the powers of hell. We are praying. We are commanding demonic contention, demonic concentration. We are commanding every demonic storm that has been sent to hinder us from going to the other side, to stop you from fulfilling your destiny, to stop you from reaching the place of your potential. We command that storm, be still, be still, be still, be still, be still, be still, be still. Be still, be still, be still. Lobo Sheke, in the name of Jesus. Luralabahasha, Lemande Lebehekoba, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Yerabashata, Lemande Lebehekomanda, Lele Lebeankalamaya, Lamanda Labahaso, Ofolo. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And I just wanted to tell you that if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Remember when Elijah declared that there will be no dew nor rain these years. That was 1 Kings 17. But according to my word. And then in the 18th chapter, he told the boy, keep going. He went the first time, he saw nothing. He went the second time, he saw nothing. He went the third time, he saw nothing. He went the fourth time, he saw nothing. And he kept going, he kept going, he kept going until he saw something. He kept going until he saw something. And the Bible declares that when he did see, I see the cloud the size of a fist of a man's hand. There is something about the clouds. We have a cloud of witnesses. It is something in the cloud. There is glory in the cloud. And I declare in the name of Jesus that over the next 30 days, that clouds of glory is about to empty blessings on you. We are praying for the release of rain and the release of blessings in the cloud. Every blessing that is in the cloud, every blessing that belongs to you that is in the cloud, Ele Baladanda Labakuzaya, must be released. The children of Israel were ushered by a pillar of cloud by day. In the desert, it is dirty. In the desert, it is hot. It is humid. I mean, it is dry. It is terrible. But that pillar of cloud was like an air-conditioned atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we are decreeing whatever is preventing the blessing, whatever blessing that is mine, whatever blessing that belongs to me. As I pray this morning, every blessing that is in the cloud, every release that is in the cloud, everything according to Ecclesiastes 11 and 3, the cloud must empty itself. I am declaring that nothing that is in the cloud for my good, nothing in the cloud that is for my good will be held back. But I command a release. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I command every blessing, every increase, every breakthrough that is in the cloud in the spirit. I command the cloud to empty itself. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Command whatever is in the cloud to empty itself. in the name of Jesus. Whatever is preventing the blessing, whatever is hindering the blessing, whatever is stopping the blessing, whatever came to hinder my blessing, I command a release in the cloud. I enforce whatever is in the cloud, whatever breakthrough is in the cloud, whatever turnaround is in the cloud. Father, it is when they begin, Helebasha, it is when it begin to rain, hallelujah, that the drought is over. I command an end to my drought. I command an end to the drought. Command the drought to end. Command the drought to end. Command the drought to end. I enforce, I command, I demand the end of my drought, the end of the drought. The end of the drought in my finances, the end of the drought in my prayer life, the end of the drought in my body, I command an end. I declare that I flow in liberty, that I flow in a land that flows with milk and honey. I flow in a river of blessing. I flow, lift your voice, open your mouth, and command a release, command a release. Command the release of what belongs to you. Command the release of your finances. Everything that belongs to KCC that is held up in the cloud. Everything that belongs to Brian Karn that is held up in the cloud. Everything that belongs to those who are connected to KCC that is in the cloud. Everything that belongs to my family. Everything that belongs to me that is held up in the cloud. I command the release. 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 Luda, Lulandele me, Limalamanda la Kataya, Lugo Doloboku Gundele Gigeke Kata, Liga Vanzuna, Leshtele, Ribesituni Kikanda, Roloso Kumande, in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that belongs to me by the close of this 30 day, I command the release. I command the release. I command the shift. I command the turn. I command the release. I declare that the cloud are emptying itself upon me, at my job, at my career, in my family. Lomo Sheke, Lemanda La Mahaya, Lamanda La Hazia, Zilamanda Lamo, Romondo Lokutaya, Lemendele Balabadia, Lebedelebe, Lebedelebe. Lubukushe, Ramandele Behekaya, Le Kavandele Malamanza, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Yelebe, Mushkania, Le Kelemondolosa, Halabahashataya, Le Valadalahan Sanamaya, Le Kotolomondia, Meke Kantidi Mikikosha. I declare that the clouds are emptying itself upon my life. Upon the life of my children, upon the life of my family, upon the life of the business, upon the life of the ministry, upon the life of the church. I thank you that the clouds are emptying themselves and it is raining. I thank you that it is raining. Le meleba, le mandala haya, le kalabanda la bahazia, zilobohosha. I command an end to the drought. I command an end to the famine. Declare that the famine is over. Prophesy that the famine is over. Decree that the famine is over. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and declare that the famine, that the drought in your finances, the drought in your church, the drought in your family, the drought in your business, I declare that the drought is over. In the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, by the blood of the covenant. Yelebea, Lula Mahasi Sansano, Mushkani, Mushkani, Likele Mandala Hataya, Lelandala Labala Hasoya, Yampana Mondelebe, Lebedele Bahaya, Likunzele Mandala Mahobia, Yeshele Manda, Roboso Kundelebe Kaya, Lavala Landala Mahasia. Elebahato kabahashe lebendele bahasutuna mikembebe kukumandele kikasa lekadala wandilime limendele malatataya lekadala bahasha mukushe mukushema zandi yene yembie kamankune mikikasa latalavanda labaushne zenkelema endele malahazia elemandalo. In the name of Jesus. Urabahasha, Yemandele me, Lemanda la Mahaza, Zumandele be Hekoba, Limendele be, There's one more scripture that we're going to pray, and we're just going to pray a little bit of this because we're going to get into this deeper on this evening. Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51. We are warring against the devil. Jeremiah 51. Utana, verse 20, thou art my battle axe, and you are my weapon of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. In the name of Jesus, every company, every nation, every kingdom of darkness that has set itself against me, I command you, according to Jeremiah 50 and 20, I command you, break in pieces, break in pieces, break in pieces. Every nation, every kingdom, every demonic kingdom, every demonic nation, every demonic corporation, every demonic power that is sent, every demonic power that is working against me, every demonic kingdom that is coming together for my demise, I command that kingdom to break in pieces. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command every kingdom of darkness, every kingdom that is working against you at your job, every kingdom that is working against you, I command that kingdom to be broken in pieces. I command you to be shattered. Satan, if you gather your loins, you will be shattered to pieces. I declare by divine authority that your movement is paralyzed. You are immobilized. Your kingdom, ele andalo ushna mikan kalamasiya. Your kingdom is coming down. Your kingdom is dismantled. Your kingdom is broken in pieces. I shatter it. I shatter it. I shatter it. I shatter it. I shatter your agenda. I shatter your kingdom. I destroy your kingdom. I break it in pieces. I command every demonic kingdom, every demonic power. Moshe, there it is. Every demonic power. Meshe, all witchcraft, black magic, white magic, contagious magic, candle magic, potion magic, every spell. Udalapa shikele mandolo mosia. Every meeting place, every king. My God, I feel this thing strong. Umama shata. Lift your voice and pray. 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 And command that kingdom to be shattered to pieces. Command that kingdom to be dismantled. Command that kingdom to be destroyed. Every demonic power, every demonic kingdom that is working against me, every demonic kingdom, every demonic meeting place that is working against me, I command your meeting to be shattered to pieces. Mele, lumandala haya, haladala mandala hosa, indelele balahashaya, shanamanso. We are praying for the next all the way to 6 p.m. We are coming against demonic concentration. There is a certain individual in your family that you see that the devil concentrates on. You need to pray for that individual today. Are you listening to me? There are certain businesses. There are certain issues in your life that the devil demonically concentrates on. While you are praying, it's not about how long you pray. It's about how often you pray. Stand in defiance against demonic concentration. Rebuke it. You cannot be afraid. Destroy it. Command the release of demonic concentration of that son. Command Michael to be released from demonic concentration. Commandele baladondolo hoshaya. That is your prayer. You are praying that everything that is in the clouds that belong to you be released. Everything that is in the cloud, the glory, the increase, the breakthrough that is in the cloud, Every blessing that is yours, that is held up in the cloud, you are commanding a release. You are commanding a release. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 that if the clouds be full of rain, that they must empty themselves. And we are commanding that nothing that is in the cloud that belongs to me will be held up in the cloud, but it would be empty. Ele alala ashakala. Ramande rebe kola mandala hazia. Zelebe ho kontolo mohuta. Those are your prayers. And you are declaring that the kingdom of darkness that is working against you be shattered to pieces. It is shattered to pieces. These are your prayer points. You should be receiving emails. I believe I saw emails that we received. These are things that you are praying today. This is what you are praying today. This is what you are focusing on today. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep praying and know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. At 6 o'clock, I expect you to be on here. 6 o'clock Eastern time. Let's pray. Let's intercede. We have over 900 people on this call. 900, over 900. We want this line to jam because we are praying for our nation. We are praying for our country, that every demonic kingdom that is working against America be shattered to pieces. Pray for your children. Pray for that son. Pray for that daughter. Pray for that church. Pray for that business. Whenever you see the devil keep fighting it, it is demonic concentration. But we are canceling the advantage of the enemy. Because when no one prays, the advantage of the enemy is able to manifest. There are many attacks that I went through in my life because people were not praying fervently or they were not praying enough. So we are getting intercessors together who are specifically designed to target certain things. When you go to war, everybody has their things that they target. You have to be strategic in prayer. I gave you our prayer points. I'll see you this evening at 6 in the evening at prayer. 12 o'clock prayers in Charlotte. Anybody that's in those areas, you can pray. 12 o'clock in Charlotte. 12 o'clock in Jacksonville. 12 o'clock Houston. We pray. We shift things and we turn things. I will see you at 6 o'clock. Tell everybody you know we're praying until something happens. More grace.